I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
The problem of Zoom info. There are lots of marketing companies that specialize in collecting data from multiple sources, matching that data, and then selling the results on. This is what Zoom info do. Now, you might assume that Zoom info is part of Zoom, the video sharing service that became so popular during lockdown. But in fact, Zoom info existed years before the Zoom video service came along. There is no connection. At the radio station, we've received dozens and dozens of emails from Zoom info telling us that they are collecting our data and plan to sell it. And they provide a way for us to opt out of this data selling. We don't know the quality of the data they've actually collected, but the email addresses they use for the radio station are almost entirely fake. They appear to have simply guessed the first name of people who might work at the radio station and then invented addresses to go with that. This is wrong. So most of the emails they sent us are just clearly made up. Zoom info did get some of the first names of people here correct. Maybe that's random chance, or maybe they actually read our website or paid someone to do so. We don't know. So generally, we assume the quality of their data must be very poor based on the fact that they're simply inventing email addresses. They also appear to think that they're meeting legal requirements by offering us a chance to correct the data they have on us. However, as the messages have gone out to so many fake email addresses, that plan doesn't work. There seems to be little point in trying to correct the data they have, as that will simply lead to even more unwanted emails. So we'll leave them to their ignorance and simply delete anything that comes from Zoom info.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.